Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, May 25th, heading into the long weekend. I'm so excited. I love a long weekend, especially when you have a stock market holiday on the Monday. Although, Mark, you know, I'm going to start spending some more Mondays out in my other home. And so I'm kind of excited by that. I feel like that's a big move for us, a post-COVID move, which is spend that extra day out there. Because I have a whole setup. I have a microphone. The only way it hurts me, I could get like potentially into some trouble is if there's breaking news on a Sunday night. But that's not the norm. It has happened. But then I can just jump in the car on Sunday night. So you know where to find me on Mondays, Mark, okay?
It's a new summer tradition for you guys, it sounds like.
I'm hoping we're going to try. I mean, it's more her issue than mine.
Well, how are you going to get around that?
She says she can do it. She thinks she can do it as long as we don't. The thing is, we cannot be on the road during the work hours. That's the thing that's a problem for both of us. So if we wait till, you know, have an early dinner Monday night and then head back into the city, then we're in better shape. That's the game plan, at least. We're going to try it.
I think for Memorial Day weekend, I think we'll probably be here in the city, which I actually don't mind. It's nice and quiet around that time.
Never quiet in your areas, though. It's always action.
I got to tell you, we went out to dinner on Saturday night, and then we walked home through the neighborhood. I mean, it was – I've said this recently before on an episode, but I'll say it again. It's just a sea of humanity. I mean, you look around, and you're just thinking, there is no economic problem here. I mean, it was so many people. It was unbelievable.
Same thing for us, because we went to theater on Saturday night and the tourists are back in Times Square. So it was shocking how crowded it was. I saw a great show, by the way, Summer 1976 with Jessica Hecht and Laura Linney, fellow alumna Laura Linney from Brown University. It was fantastic. Also, I'm totally turning into my mother because I was like, 90 minutes, no intermission. I love this. It was great, though. And I have so many theater tickets right now. I am just piling it on. Big springtime here in this household. And then we're going to have a great summer. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing from all of you who are on the line. If you have a question about something going on in your life that has some financial implications, go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button and fill out the form. And if it's an email, that's fine. We'll read emails from time to time. And if you are sure that you want to join us on the air, just check that box and Mark will do the rest. Hey, while you're on the website, don't forget, we have got a brand new service. It's called Jill on Money Live. This is where you have access to quarterly live webinars and lots of special content. So check that out. $35 for a whole year. What a bargain. You can also buy the book, The Great Money Reset. And that is the book that is really based on conversations with all of you over the years, where we have learned so much about how people are changing their lives and making sure that they're considering the money aspects of any life change that is going on. So check that out. All right, Mark, let us get to our listener. Florence is on with us. She is calling from Indiana. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
By the way, her name is Florence, Mark. Don't call her Flo. All right. All right. Florence. Okay. Florence, what's going on? How can we help you out?
So I have a question, and I think it could either be two questions. It could either be the nitty gritty of my finances, or it could be a more high level and just what do I do? So I am very far behind, I feel, and I think the experts would tell me, on retirement. I kind of made a bad decision early on, married the wrong person. And
I knew you were going to say that. I didn't even read your email, but I was like, I've made that one. I've made that mistake also. Don't worry. I know.
You know, made a mistake.
Yeah.
And then I actually started working for a nonprofit, and I was self-employed for about 8 years. And during that time was not contributing to retirement. And so back on track, not married to that person, married to my soulmate, the best human I've ever met in this world. And so things are good now. And I've definitely dug myself out of multiple holes that were there because of that. But I've always been, I think the hardest part for me was I've always been very, very good with money. I've always been a saver since I was a kid. I mean, I remember going to the bank with my dad and opening up an account before I was even in grade school, I think. So I've always been a saver, always been good with money. And so it was really difficult to come out of that, but be able to revert back to my old self feels good.
All right. Well, congratulations. You got there.
I got there.
You know what? It's not a big deal. Don't judge yourself. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. For example, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay. And do you have kids?
No. Okay. Two dogs.
All right. And you said there is a partner, right?
Yes. My husband is.
And how old is he?
36.
Tell us a little bit about the income.
So I make 55 a year. Mm-hmm. He makes 89. There's a little bit of room for me to make more money over the years. And I am in a job that I absolutely love. It is what I will do for the rest of my life. It was basically created for me, and I will never leave.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. That's great. Okay.
And so right now, I contribute, well, right now, my 403B, I have about $10,000.
Okay.
And I've been in this job for 5 years, and I contribute 13%. So I max out.
And is there a match?
There's no match.
No match. Okay. Now, let's go with hubby.
So he has $82,000, and his is split between a 401k and a Roth. 401. And so he contributes 15%.
Okay. How much does he have saved?
So he has kind of liquid cash of $44,000. And we also have a CD that matures in July for $235,000.
Where'd that come from? Do you sell a house?
No. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal. I don't know what to say about that, Mark. What do you think about that? What do you think it's coming from? Is it gambling?
Yes.
You got this $235,000 from like an awesome little hit. What about, where do you guys live? Do you own a home?
So I live in a family home that we rent.
Mm-hmm. How much is the rent?
It's zero.
Oh, so you don't rent.
Correct. Well,
You live rent free in a family home.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a family home that's 100 years old. And so, in lieu of rent to my mother. We are doing some much needed just maintenance and, you know, things in a 100-year-old house that need to be done. New windows, you know, a little bit of bathroom restoration, plumbing, all of that.
Okay. And are you using the money that you have in liquid savings to do that? Or are you paying that out of your combined cash flow?
We are doing that, actually a little bit of both, a little bit of combined cash flow and then a little bit of, yeah, what we have in liquid savings.
Do you feel like is that just going to be an ongoing thing, like some amount of money every year? Or are you going to just try to bang, now that you had this one big chunk of money, should you just bang most of the work out at once?
I think it's a little bit over time. My mother, when she passes, I will inherit 5 different properties.
5? That's 4 yes. more than you need to live in.
Correct. And right now they are all, except for the house that she lives in, they are all rentals. And we will most likely move into her home that she's living in and then rent out all of the others.
Okay. So how's mom doing? Is she in good health?
No, not the greatest.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So in some respects, this is an interesting kind of game plan to develop because we know that you are going to be coming. Are you the only child?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're going to inherit these properties. Are you managing your mom's money at this point, or does she have someone she works with?
She does have someone. She's terrible with money. And unfortunately, my dad, who took care of everything, passed away 7 years ago. And so I try to help her mm-hmm. as I can with just, you know, here's what you have coming in. This is not what you should be spending money on.
That's a little role reversal, right? Boy,
it is. Yes. Tough. I'm absolutely the parent in the situation. And so, yeah, I mean, and it will, you know, she's done all of her documentation. I mean, it will get to the point where I will take over the finances.
Okay. Do you have any idea how much the rental properties provide in terms of income to her?
She loses money.
Oh, she does? How's that?
She does not have them priced accordingly. Only one home is paid off. And so that she actually gets some income from.
If she were to pass away, would you sell these properties or you'd try to maintain them and create rental that was cash flow positive?
Yes, the latter.
Okay. Although, you know, when somebody does pass away, you know, you get a step up in cost basis. So
yes.
It is a time where you may, I don't know when it's going to be, we'll be here, like if anything were to happen, but it may be worth considering whether you should blow out some of the properties that, or any of the properties that are not really going to be good performers over the long term. Just
right.
Putting it out there.
Yep,
what do you,
you
figure is like the total value of equity that she has in these homes right now?
We're probably looking at between $600,000 and $700,000.
Okay, got it. Tell me what else I'm missing. What about your needs, your actual spending needs between the two of you guys and the two puppies, of course?
Yeah, I have an IRA and a single account.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an individual.
Just an individual IRA account. How much is in there?
Just an individual IRA. Yeah. So I've got $14,000 in that.
Okay.
Also have a high yield savings account with $24,000.
That's in addition to the $44,000 that you guys have liquid. Okay. Yep.
Yes. Correct. And then I also just opened up a Roth IRA this year.
Oh, good. Is your 403b through work? Is there a Roth option?
No.
Dang it. Okay. But your husband does have a Roth option now.
He does.
Okay. Good. He should be using that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about the expenses? How much do you guys spend?
About $4,000 a month.
That's it?
Yeah.
You're very frugal.
I am extremely frugal. I would even like to be more frugal.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're young. All right. So what's our big question here? We went to the Mac, we did the macro. What's the micro? What brings you on with us? What's going on for you?
So because of how distraught and anxious I feel about how far behind I am doing the different, you know, by age 30, you should have X amount. By age 40,
don't look at that. That's nonsense. Crap. It really is.
It's in my head.
I'm ready to expel it right now. When you get really anxious like that, when you're distraught and anxious, Florence, relax. Ignore that. Ignore those voices in your head. That is the past. We are in the future. You're going to be fine. Okay, let's move on. So you're distraught and you're anxious. And what do you want to know exactly?
I recently reached out to a local financial planner and advisor. I knew of them, but I was on the NAFTA website and came across them. And so we met, and basically it would be a year-long financial planning that would be $3,600, but it would, you know, take a holistic approach to my finances and investing and savings and goals. And the $3,600 was a real sticker shock. And I'm having trouble weighing with my anxiety and distress that I feel right now about future finances. Is that worth spending money on for a financial planner with my situation to move forward and have that done? Or should I be using that money to just help max out my Roth IRA?
Mark, I'd like you to take this up. As a man who loves financial planning, should Florence and the machine actually pay $3,600 for this relationship with a fee-only financial planner?
At this stage, I would say no. Down the road, you know, when all these properties fall in your lap and whatever else comes in your lap, then it might be a good move. But right now, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. How about this? We just saved you $3,600. I mean, look, you're doing what you should be doing. You're putting money into your retirement account, which is great. He's putting money into his retirement account. You've got some money that's working for you. This is your liquid cash. When this CD matures, I would like to encourage you guys to move at least some of it. What you don't think you'll need for the house, right? I think you should start considering whether it is time for you to be investing in a brokerage account. And you don't have to do it all at once. And again, I really would like you guys to be conservative, because this is, you know, this weird thing that fell in your lap. And so if you say to me, well, you know, we've got $44,000 liquid plus the $24,000 you have, right? Maybe you really want to always have $100,000 on hand because of that you're living in a 100-year-old home, right? But you don't spend a lot of money. If you were to look ahead at your Social Security benefits, I'm sure that, you know, you're going to be completely covered. You've got a job you love. The only change I would make, as Mark said, is that you're going to have a little bit of a life-altering experience, not just because you're going to come into money, but you're not going to have your mom, and that's going to be a lot. And then it's going to be emotional for you to really think, what is the best way to manage all of this real estate? And that may be when you want to hire somebody. But for right now, where do you hold your Roth IRA and the individual IRA?
The Roth IRA I have through Fidelity. Mm-hmm. And the IRA in the single account I have through Edward Jones.
Here's what we should do. So this will be much easier. Go to Fidelity and say, I have a Roth with you, Fidelity, and I have an old IRA that's at Edward Jones. I think you should convert the old IRA and move it into the Roth. You'll have to pay tax on it, but it's going to be like not a ton of money. You're going to be, you know, in the 22% tax bracket. And so you'll, you know, you'll have the money to pay the tax, but convert that. Now it's all in one account and it's all at Fidelity. Now, the next thing you're going to say is, Fidelity, I want to open up a brokerage account. So you and your husband sit down and really determine, what do we need in terms of the next year? For the next, you know, 12 months, what is the money you think you'll have to spend on the house? Just, you know, and be conservative. If you think it's 20,000, make it 30,000. Whatever it is, leave that alone. Maybe buy another, you know, either put it into the liquid account, get a short-term CD. It's fine, whatever you do. But the rest of it, I think you can move into the brokerage account. Do you guys feel comfortable selecting investments on your own?
He would say absolutely not. I feel a lot more comfortable. I mean, even for the Fidelity Roth, mm-hmm. you know, where to put those investments, I did some research, but that was also part of my questioning of whether or not I should, you know, pay a financial advisor to help select those types of investments.
Well, I mean, the thing that you could do is that you, first of all, you don't have to put all the money in at once if that freaks you out. You can put it in, you know, you can say, I'm going to move all the money into the brokerage account. And then you can say every month, I'm going to invest $20,000, $30,000. And you can do it like, this is called dollar cost averaging. You can put some money into a bond market index and some into a stock market index and maybe an international index and call it a day. I mean, you're young. You don't really need this money. Again, I want you to leave the money out of this brokerage account that you think you would need for the house. I don't want anything invested that you think you would need, even in the next 2 years, frankly. Then you can put the money into, you know, three different index funds, a U.S. stock index, an international index, and a bond market index. And how are you on the risk? Do you have anxiety when the markets go down? Do you feel okay? What's your general outlook?
I think I always have anxiety.
I distraught and anxious are the two words I wrote down. Distraught, yes. And anxious in Indiana. I never met a Hoosier with such anxiety. I thought we just had that in New York. I didn't know that we was exporting that to the middle.
Yeah, it's either extremely laid back or anxious. Those are my
Those are your two speeds. I like it.
Yeah, those are my two speeds. I know it's for the long run, so I constantly remind myself of that. So when things dip too much like they did last year, I didn't get too distraught over that.
Okay. So it would be okay if maybe we had 60% in the U.S. stock market index, 10% in international index, and 30% in a bond index. You think you could kind of manage that?
I think so.
Okay. That's it. That's what you're going to do. Now, again, once you have all this real estate, there are many bigger decisions to make, right? Because, you know, who knows? If your mom lives for a while and you're getting like $1 million of home equity and, you know, all the, it may be that you don't really want to manage this. Or it may be that like, wow, these two properties are working great. This one stinks. I'm going to sell this. But you need to have a level head and not hang on to something just because mom had it, and be clear about that will serve you. How does it serve you to reach your ultimate goals? That's really it.
That makes sense.
What else is going on that we need to know about?
I really think that's it. So, well, here's kind of another question with this big lump sum of money. Mm-hmm. So we love lake life.
Oh boy, here we go. I knew another home was coming on the horizon. Yeah. Here we go.
You know, we would love to have that opportunity. And we actually have some places nearby, and we've been looking since May of 2020.
Oh my.
But the market is crazy. Bananas, and I'm too frugal, and I'm not going to overpay for something that it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But it is something that we would love to be able to do. Mm-hmm. Is that just silly?
No.
To think about?
No, okay. It's not silly. I mean, first of all, I don't know your market. I don't know how much money what are we talking about in terms of what it would cost, even if you think it's overpaying right now? What's the amount?
Probably between $300,000 and $400,000 for an 800 square foot cabin.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something that you use your equity from your mom's properties for. It would seem to me that right now that may not be the best idea, but then it could be a great idea. You know, I think that's when you have that infusion of cash. Yeah. But, you know, to say, maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, maybe if I've got $200,000 from the CD, instead of investing it in the stock market, I'll put $200,000 down on a lake house, get a mortgage. And now all of a sudden, we've shifted the whole game plan. If you think that's really the priority, I'm sure that we could figure out how to make it happen. I don't think, from what you're saying, you'll be more distraught and anxious if you have a monthly nut from your lake house that is weighing on you. You might be able to do it in 5 years. I don't know. But for right now, I wouldn't do it. I hope that this has been helpful, Florence. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how things go. Save your $3,600. Convert your traditional IRA into the Roth at Fidelity. Open up a brokerage account at Fidelity. Doesn't have to be all at once. It can be, you know, some amount at equal increments. And let's tamp down that distraught and anxious mindset and go into like, okay, I can do this. That's it. You can
do
it.
Sounds like a plan.
You can do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Let us know how we can help you out and keep on keeping on. No lake house for now.
Okay.
All right. If you, like Florence, are feeling distraught and anxious, or if you're feeling really good and comfortable and confident, we don't care. Whatever your mindset is, we'd love to help you out. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button and let us know if you'd like to join us on the air. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. Mark does a great job with that. And subscribe to our brand new service. It's called Jill on Money Live. This is where you have access to quarterly live webinars and more special content. The Mark I was talking about is Mark Tilercio. He's the co-host and executive producer of the program. Karen Kranick is our web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Happy Memorial Day weekend. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.